Hi, this is Jen Pham and so are you, and welcome to Pham-y,
a space where we support each other and invite you along the journey.
Hello.
Hi. We're back. Yes. Okay, so we're starting with two quickies again. One of the questions that we received was, what is one thing that you can't live without?
Live without.
Okay. Besides family and friends, I feel like that's very obvious.
Okay, if it's like very generic, just because it's my way of communication with everybody, it's like my phone. Mm-hmm. But also, if I could live without it, I would. But I would say my chapstick.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, my lips are chapped all the time, and I'm trying to make it not chapped. So yeah, my chapstick.
Have you been doing like lip scrubs? Do they help?
Yeah, I've done lip scrubs. I actually like have gone through a bunch of lip gloss, chapsticks and things like that just to make my moisture like stay. Mm-hmm. So it's gotten a whole lot better, but it's more so if I'm talking a lot, then my lips get super, super dry and I can't live without it. Like I have a chapstick everywhere.
Now I just want to lick my lips. Like, I don't even know what my lips look like.
I feel like this is stupid. What can't you live without? But, you know,
I think that's a good one. Yeah. I can't think of anything either. I wanted you to go first so you could think of something. And I could think after. But then I'm like, what do I say? Lotion? I don't know. maybe one thing I can't live without is probably, I don't know.
Okay, so you could live without anything then.
Yeah, like, I mean, I just really, probably I would choose toilet paper, okay? I can't live without toilet paper. I'm just imagining trying to do like a water rinse every single place I go to with the
sink.
Like a
bidet?
No, like, if you were at the restaurant and there's no more toilet paper, then what are you gonna do to kind of wipe yourself?
Okay.
Use the sink? Yeah, I don't know. And so I feel like my thing I cannot live without is toilet paper.
Okay, if we were in an apocalypse, there's no water, you would still choose toilet paper?
I would use water.
Okay. Yours is toilet paper, mine is chapstick.
Okay, we can't live without.
Okay, quickie number two.
Yes. So from one of our Money Talk episodes, someone asked, what are ways to encourage your partner to save and pay off debt?
You can go, because I
don't encourage Alex to save. He already does it.
Well, that too, but like, I don't know if I was ever, I never had that talk with anybody.
Mm-hmm. I have had that talk happen to me. Where people are like, Jen, you have a spending problem. You should probably not do that or go out to eat or something. Like, people are trying to help me.
Not spend.
Yeah. So then they would be like, hey, sure, it's a good idea to go out today.
So did someone help you, or did they just bring it to your attention and you did it?
Yeah, they just brought it to my attention. They didn't, like, sit here and be like, Jen, don't go out.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But then, my mom also really tried to ingrain saving into me. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll do that with my kids where I'm like, all right, give me your money, but really just put it into their savings account.
Oh, that's what I would do. Yeah. Like, or like create a savings without them knowing. But then I don't know if that helps them learn anything.
Just when they're younger, I would say. I don't know. What we got a lot of time before they make money, but... I actually encourage savings by trying to, this is actually a really great segue into our episode, but trying to create boundaries on what we can and cannot do at that moment of our life. So if someone was like, oh, let's go on a trip, knowing really well me and my partner are not in a financial place to go on a trip, mm-hmm. I try to create those boundaries in advance before getting anyone's hopes up. Especially myself, because I love fun. So I would say yes in a heartbeat, but just taking a step back. And same thing with going out to eat. Like, do you have to because there's no food at home? Or can you make food at home? Do you have food at home? or just other areas where the small difference in habits make the long run in saving money.
Mm-hmm. Encouraging each other, maybe mm-hmm. helping each other. So if you know that's a problem for someone, maybe not bringing up the idea of going out.
Yeah.
Or just like making it more fun and lively to do it at home.
Cooking can be fun.
Yeah, and it's very intimate.
Yes.
Actually. So sometimes that's even better than just going out.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. Those are definitely areas. Or saying no. Or if you do go out to eat, maybe like narrow it down to one drink
mm-hmm.
instead of going crazy on your mm-hmm. drinks.
Yeah. It's just discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're like just starting to get into it, just slowly weaning in, like you don't have to do a cold turkey cut on everything, but just to be more mindful, more demure. Sorry.
Very considerate. But yes, like for example, one thing that's like a very easy like segue into it would be instead of Uber Eats or DoorDash, you actually go and pick up your food.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Because that racks up money.
Exactly. That's just, that small difference would maybe start help the domino effect of saving.
For sure.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Those are areas that we would suggest.
Yes.
Yeah. So going into today's episode.
Yes.
Balancing work, friendships, family, and me time. We love that. I love the word balance.
Yes.
So how do you plan your schedule?
Okay. So for me, I like to plan my schedule the month, like the weekend before or a weekend or two before the next month. So, you know, any events, planning with friends, I usually have a list of people who are like, let's hang out, and I'll tell them not this month. And so I go in the order of whoever asked to hang out.
Oh.
So, and then kind of go from there. So that way I can touch base on them and let them know I didn't forget about them and I still want to hang out, but I just couldn't do it the time they wanted to.
It's a good way to go about it, actually.
Yeah, and I limit it where, because it's very hectic with a baby, so I limit it to like one friend's hangout a week and one family hangout a week max.
Also, I feel like you have more people to hang out with than, like, the average person.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it's yours is, like, family, and your family is huge. Then, you know, like, your friend group's huge. So, yeah, you got a lot of people you gotta add into your calendar.
I know. I've done... Another thing I've done and implemented was I have scheduled phone calls with certain friends. Because I know they live far, and when I say far, I'll say downtown, mm-hmm. and I live in the burbs, so just sitting in that traffic mm-hmm. is not going to work for us, and they're really busy and traveling, and I am too. She's a consultant, so we just make time to call each other every other Monday at 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, we give each other grace if we're just a couple minutes late, but we always make time for each other. So I think that's like another good way. You don't have to actually see them to continue to build mm-hmm. that relationship.
That's really good. You're actually the person that taught me having conversations while in your car.
Oh, yeah.
That would actually be a really good thing. You just hit your friends up.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting off work at that time.
Yeah.
And you just hop on a quick call, have a conversation, catch up, and then you guys carry on with your day.
Yeah, you go home and or go to wherever you need to go to, and it's just a nice touch base.
I like that.
Yes. Mine, what about you?
More of a... So I go more for like a week-by-week basis mm-hmm. for smaller tasks. And I plan out the first of each month with planned events. So like at the beginning of each month, I kind of look at what I have planned for that month and see where I can go from there. Because... Mm-hmm. I don't think I have as much organization as doing months in advance. So, like, week by week is a lot easier for me. And, like, smaller tasks. Well, when I thought you meant planning your schedule, I thought it was, like, when do you clean your house? When do you do this?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's how I go about it. But with people, I just try to do it months in advance, actually.
Do you?
Try to.
It's hard.
It's hard because, like, you never know. But then...
Especially the bigger the group of friends, the harder the schedules align.
Yeah. But also with our business, it's, like... Ad hoc. It's so up and down. Mm-hmm. And some people will ask us, like, a week or two in advance. So mm-hmm. then if I have something scheduled, like, a hangout, it kind of just depends. Mm-hmm. Because I can't necessarily be, like... That's my job, too. So it's kind of mm-hmm. like I have to pick and choose the days that I am available.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, as with balancing all these things together, a lot of the times you have to say no. Mm-hmm. Just like you said. So when would be times when you would say no?
I say no a lot.
That's good.
It was really hard at first because I remember beating myself up. And I would write this note in my notes. Mm-hmm. Of how I would say no to people and just copy and paste it because that was the most curated way I could say no. Because I felt bad.
That's so HR of you.
Yeah, I just like felt very bad. And so I would just say, oh, it would be something, I don't do it anymore, but it was when I was starting to get to say no. And it would say like, hey, I really wish I could, but I can't this time. And hopefully I can make the next one or something like that.
To what kind of events?
Anything. Well, right now, I'm really good at saying no because I am pregnant and I don't like to overcommit because I am very exhausted right now, especially with a 7-month-old baby. So I say no a lot and I don't overplan like I normally do, which is like 2 hangouts a week. Mm-hmm. I can't hang. I want to give everyone my best self.
Yeah.
So I do say no to anything on Sundays before 6, because that's our family time of 3. So when we go to church and hang out and like do our things and run errands. So if we do hang out with anyone, it's after 6 on Sundays. Mm-hmm. So Sundays are a hard no for me, unless it is a family time event, like someone's birthday, mm-hmm. you know, a special occasion that we knew in advance, mm-hmm. I'll say yes to. But other than that, we will say no. If someone's like, let's go to brunch, I'm going to say no. Like, I make it really strict on just family time. And the thing is, I don't really say no. I try to redirect the plans so that it's accommodating our schedule. And luckily, we... both, I think, have very understanding friends and family that they are like, oh, we get it. You have a baby. Like, we can accommodate or we can meet later. And they go to sleep later than we do. So I'm totally okay with changing the plans and, like, the times. I say no to anything on the weekdays. So mm-hmm. Monday through Thursday, it's no for me. Mm-hmm. The baby schedule is... it's already set. So to change it, I would have to love you more than I love my husband's sleep. So for me to say that, it would just be detrimental to our family unless he's on board too. So I say no, anything on the weekdays. And so really it's just Friday and Saturday and Sunday nights.
Okay.
That I would potentially say yes.
Well, that makes more sense why you have to plan things in advance, because you do have a really tight schedule then. You have a small window.
Because I say no. Yeah. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to do those days.
That's okay.
What about you?
So no was a really hard for me to say, mm-hmm. like in general, because I'm a huge people pleaser.
Yeah.
And I had to get comfortable. Honestly, I'm not even comfortable saying no, but I had to get in the habit of saying no even if I wasn't comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I try to look at things from a very logical place. Like, no matter how much I want to please this person, what is logically right and better for my situation? So that helped me, you know, kind of cancel out the noise in my head and say no. Putting me, my family first, that's mm-hmm. always priority. But with the baby, I definitely helped me say no better because of her schedule. And because of not being able to, like, go outside of that, mm-hmm. which sometimes it is, like, I can see how it is, like, a hassle. Sometimes it's easier to just, like, not put the baby on a schedule and, mm-hmm. you know, like, let them live. But at the same time, it just helps run everything smoother a bit. And it's not like I'm a monster if it doesn't go. the way that it needs to. But definitely when she came around, it got easier to say no.
Yeah, because you're mama mode.
Yeah, I'm mom mode. And so I have to. So, like, for example, we had this one event and this guy really wanted a lot more out of us. And me, naturally, I want to give people, and especially a client, something like my absolute best and do everything. But this was in like a 2 weeks notice. Oh. And that would mean that I would have to spend less time with Emma. She needs to stay at her grandparents more and things like that. And for me, it's like she's not going to be any smaller, younger. And so I am super prioritizing my time with her right now. And so even if it's like my reasonings for saying no right now is primarily because I want to be there with my child.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, yeah.
It's super fair.
It's super fair. And it's what I want to do. So it's easier for me to say no because it like cancels out. It's not something I'm forced to say no to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that kind of leans into how do you balance when to say no to a client and when to say yes? Is it if someone gives you way in advance notice of what they want that you're able to schedule and plan it?
Or what?
Or is it, oh, I have a lot of back-to-back events right now, so I'm not adding on anything else? Because what are you comfortable giving Emma, like, to the grandparents versus the ratio of your home?
It's both. So it's depending on the notice they give us. If Alex is able to be home, then it opens my window more. Because I'm more comfortable, at least, that she's home with him. So, I can pop in, check up on her and stuff. Yeah. But if she's out of the house all day for multiple days of the week and I'm not seeing her, that's when I'll have a kind of a problem. But it's depending on when they tell us, so when the event's going to be, how much of a notice they give us, and depending on how many events we have that month. And if I have the window for that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just temporary. Like, yeah, this is just the way my schedule is right now.
Yeah, and she's still, I don't know how long a newborn is, but she's so little. She's so little. Yeah,
she can't even hold her head up. So no. That's my priority. Family is priority.
Yeah, absolutely. So then that kind of goes into boundaries. Ooh, okay. So with boundaries, it does go hand in hand with saying no.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But I think it does, it's its own topic because I was raised this way, was the more is the merrier. So I always invite everyone and their mom, everyone and their kid. I am always very open to having as many people as possible because I love family time. I love friends time. And as I continue to grow older, and I was reading this book, The Art of Gathering, where it's just like, the more could be scarier.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's kind of how Ka is, where he doesn't like big group settings. He doesn't like anything more than like 6 to 8 people anymore. And he used to be an extrovert like me, so I have to now adjust too because we're a team.
What changed?
He doesn't care to see people. He's so happy and content in his own life, and he says that as long as he has me, his best friend, then he doesn't really need anything else. But I think he forgets that having guys time is still really important and stuff. But we're just also a very weird state of our lives of, you know, being new parents, so trying to juggle is very difficult. And he does appreciate the small hangouts. He does feel very overwhelmed with large hangouts, so I had to adjust my lifestyle for that. So the only time we do that is, you know, baby showers or birthdays, but other than that, we schedule very intimate hangouts. Anyway, going back to the boundaries, when I think of boundaries, I think of, when do you want to go home? Do you and Alex have the look where you guys know?
Absolutely.
Who usually initiates the go
home? I'm the one.
Me too.
Yeah, no, really?
Yeah.
You're the extrovert, so I'm surprised it's you.
Because Ka will stay there forever. And I'm like, we have a baby. Like, oh, I'm gotta go.
This was even prior, baby. I'm like, I'm tired. Like,
yeah.
Let's go home. I think I would look at him and I would do like the nod. Like,
yeah.
You know, and now, do you want to go? Like, home? Or I would go up to him and whisper, do you want to go soon? And he's like, oh, it's usually, can we go soon?
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah.
I don't even tell him. I just look at him and he's like, okay, guys, it's midnight. But knowing when to go home, because sometimes you can kind of overstay, but it's not just that. It's that it's for your peace of mind, because staying out later is not going to change the event. The event was still amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're protecting your sanity of like sleep is very important for us right now. Mm-hmm. So when to go home is a really strong boundary. When not to invite yourself. When I say
to what?
Well, okay, so this is me because people could probably hate this, but I think my friends don't care that I just invite myself. I'm like, okay, I'm there. They bring it up and I'm like, okay, I'm there. They didn't even plan it yet. I'm like, okay, can't wait to see you in whatever time. But I wrote that for myself because I think so far in advance in planning that I take that mental note. Like, okay, I'm going to be there. But it's not the intention of just inviting myself. And I would never say that to, you know, someone I barely know. It's just close family and friends. But when not to invite yourself, because like I said before, I just can't commit right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm too tired. And then when to say no, which we just talked about, which is part of the boundaries. But also when you can't take on more than you can handle during this chapter of your life.
Oh, yeah. That's like a boundary for yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's hard when Sora is a people pleaser, but I just like hang out.
Yeah.
Because that's how I recharge.
Oh, that's not how I recharge.
Exactly. That's how I get more energy is to see loved ones. That's why I've always been the more the merrier. It kind of makes sense now, right? But
well, like, I love being around people. And it's, like, mm-hmm. different. Like, sometimes I need my girls' nights.
Yeah. You know,
things like that. But I think that's more of a cup needs to be filled. Mm-hmm. Not a recharge. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. And what's most important to you?
Yeah.
Is also
which is what you mentioned.
Yeah, family right now. Mm-hmm. Family and also in this time of my life, prioritizing my girlfriends.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing I realized. I think for a while I was kind of putting everything on the back burner, but prioritizing my friendships right now is also really big importance to me. I think before I tried to meet a lot of people and tried to make a lot of friends, and I'm prioritizing the friendships I already have right now. Yeah.
I mean, it's really important because as you grow in your relationship as a couple, it's very difficult to continue to strengthen the relationships that you have, especially with your single friends or your non-parent friends.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, the parent friends community is definitely different than it's a very tight-knit, understood community.
Someone, I posted rails for Kylo's bed, and I thought this person was being really just giving unsolicited advice, which most parents do, but it didn't come off nice. And it was the first time this past week that I experienced that hate, I guess, from another parent on what I thought was best for my child. So then it just made me feel a lot like what we've said in our previous episode. This is why I don't post, because then you're just going to get attacked for what you want to do and what you're doing that you think is best for your child. But then it ends up, you know, you don't know my child to give unsolicited advice.
Is this someone you were close to?
No.
Oh, okay. See, that's even worse.
I've only hung out with them one time through another friend. So they're not like my friend, really.
Oh, yeah. That's a bold move.
Yeah. The way she said it, it was like very backhand slap, but it wasn't in a mean way, if that makes sense. It just like was, oh, you should be doing this instead, this will work better. but it wasn't nice, you know? It wasn't like, hey, my child went through the same thing. Mm-hmm. We tried that. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. This worked really better. Like, you know, hopefully that works for you. It wasn't in a nice way at all. So, yeah, it just made me feel like, I'm definitely not going to continue to post. Or I'm just going to hide you from my store and unfollow you because
yeah.
I don't need that in my life. Yeah. Like, it's already hard enough being a new parent that you don't know what you're doing. For other people to say whatever they think is best for my child.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, that's just another thing where it's just protecting your boundaries.
For me, it was more so like others won't place it for you, so mm-hmm. it's your job to draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, naturally, and what like thing what like we said like when to block things off. Yeah, just prioritizing,
mm-hmm.
really.
So how long does it take you to reset and recharge?
So, piggybacking to what we were talking about earlier, I need a full day to recharge. And that means that's a full day at home.
Mm-hmm.
I can have, like, baby with me, my husband with me, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like... But I just want a full day not to have conversations with people that isn't my husband. And even then, if I tell him, like, I need my alone time, he gives me my alone time. And I just, you know, but I need to just be at home. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be driving anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be in my sweats. Like, I don't want to put my hair up. Like, I want to lay in bed. And relax. But even then, it's like, I would do chores mm-hmm. and things like that. I just want to be home.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Because home is peace.
Home is my peace, yeah. So I just need to be home. I just don't want to, converse. I don't want to open my mouth.
So what gets you to a point where you feel like, okay, I need to recharge? Is it, like, dinner with friends? Or is it... Like, to what extent would you be like, okay, I need a recharge?
Oh, no, it's not like I can do... It's more so, like, if it's been a super busy week of just meeting with a lot of people, like, being out, doing a bunch of errands, that's usually when I need the reset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not like if I have one dinner, I'm like, okay, I need a whole day to recharge
myself. Some people do.
Oh, really? No, I don't need to do it after, like, a dinner. I love those, like, still love company, you know? Yes. Like, I'm a huge believer that we all need community.
Mm-hmm.
And humans were designed to have, like, other people and be with each other and stuff.
For me, I get recharged on hanging out with people.
Yeah.
So the phone calls, even if it's a phone call, I get recharged because I'm so used to wearing my corporate hat and I'm working and working and thinking about work and thinking about plans for work that it's just nice to not think about that and just have wholesome conversations with family and friends. And even if they weren't wholesome, just a laugh. Because work is not laughable for me in HR. Unless I just try to make it fun in my own crazy world.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I just think good laughs. That's how I recharge. Inka always says, when someone's laughing, that is their most vulnerable moment. Because when they're crying, they're also vulnerable. But when you're laughing, you're not even breathing. So it's like, that's super vulnerable.
I didn't know you don't breathe when you laugh.
It's like you're sucking in air. It's like, that's your most vulnerable in a happy state.
Yeah.
And so he's always endorsing laughing and just... Because I'm not really a laugher. I am a smiler. and he tries to keep me laughing, and so I try to do that with in my friendships because he kind of instilled that in me. Just like,
but you're just such a happy person.
I'm a happy person, but I'm not like a laughing person. I think I do funny things. I don't say funny things.
Oh yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not a funny person.
Okay. Like, I think I'm a funny person either, but that's one thing for me. And then the other set, The thing is, like I said, when you have a partner, you're a team, and he needs to recharge after dinner hanging out with people. So then I'm stuck recharging. Oh. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, this sucks. I'm basically grounded. I'm just kidding. Well, if the dinner is like more than eight people, there's around eight people, that's already a lot for him. So the next day, he wants to do nothing.
Oh, okay.
So he needs to recharge. So I'm kind of like out and about and doing my own thing. And so I try to plan our schedules that way. And that's why it really works for us for Sundays to be family time until 6. So he could recharge all day until we go and hang out at night, if we do.
See, Alex does not ever need a recharge. Like, I don't understand. So that's when I have to... I think he was the first person where I really drew my boundaries and said, I need some time. Because you go talk to your friend or something. Like, I love hanging out with him. Yes. But he just doesn't need a recharge.
Same. But, okay, so then that also segues to one part that I know we didn't write into our brainstorm. But what about saving time for me time? Do you save time for me time? Or what does that look like?
I usually at night, my me times usually fall around either early in the mornings or late at night.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like either starting my morning off that way and like we're both kind of, cause usually in the mornings he's getting himself situated and ready for the day and I am too. Mm-hmm. So then we can kind of do our own things. And then nighttime we're both trying to wind down for the night. And he'll do his thing, I'll do my thing, and then we'll come together before you go to bed. Yeah. That's my me times, usually. I don't need, like, a whole day of me time. That's boring.
Well, the only me time I do is sleep right now. But my me time is very similar to you, because I'm not a morning person, so I try to wake up earlier.
Yeah.
And just get things done and clean up and clear my mind for the day. And then the same thing at night. He'll do the bath time and things like that. So I don't really give Kylo bath. I mean, I will, but I not really. It's not in our routine for me to do it. Because he comes home from work late. Well, I say late, but like around 7:30, and we give him bath time at 8:30. So this is their like daddy son time.
Oh.
Yeah. So I try to save that for them. But if he's gonna come home late for work, then I go ahead and do an early bath for him. We're not like Sora. We don't really stick to a schedule. Kylo kind of goes to sleep at like 10 o'clock at night. But we just need him home and get him to let his energy out.
Yeah.
And he can't do that when we're in a public setting.
Yeah.
So he can't do tummy time. He can't crawl. He can't use the walker. He needs to let his energy out so that he can sleep as long as possible.
Yeah.
So when we go out, it's like people are holding him. He's on whatever, the carrier, and he's not using energy. So then if we go out, it takes longer and he gets fussy because he's tired now and he's not sleeping. So it's just, that's what I talk about the schedule, but we don't really have a strict schedule on anything for him besides waking up and giving him a bottle. That's like the only routine we really have instilled.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think there's like pros and cons to like any situation you try to try to take her out past her bedtime every once in a while. So she kind of can do that.
This is the easiest time for her right now.
Yeah, this is the easiest time for her to do that. Also, she can be able to like learn how to fall asleep anywhere. Mm-hmm. Not just because I'm worried, is she only going to be able to sleep when she's at home? At this time, you know? So, like, I was like, we should try. We still have some leniency. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised. I think he's more strict than I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I'm, like, trying to... I'm like, it's okay if it's not exactly on the dot. Like, if, you know, this is fine, you know, like, things like that. I'm the one, like, taking her out and stuff. And he's like, no, you need to put her back in. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. So,
yeah. But, no, Ka is definitely more strict when it comes to letting him cry. Or just, okay, he'll figure it out. Just let him figure it out. And so yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, I'm like, no, my baby needs me right now.
Yes, I'm running to his rescue.
I like yelled at him, no. Like, no, she needs me.
Yes, I mean, it's good. It's a good balance. I mean, I guess our me time is that for right now, but hopefully later I can instill like massages. I really miss having massages or facials or anything like that, where you get like a little bit more me time just to clean yourself up.
Because even when you have a free day to yourself, that's not me time. Because then you're trying to finish all the things you've been pushing back.
Exactly. The to-do list is still long, so me time is different now.
Oh, it's so different.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much how we balance our work, friendships, family, and me time, which is very a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest grace I give myself is that, right, it's never going to be a 50-50 balance or like an even pie chart. It's always going to be like one category bigger than another. But if you accept that, then it makes it a lot easier to say no and create those boundaries.
I agree. And things are always changing. So just learn how to be adaptable and figure it out as you go is a really good way to balance everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, it was really nice. That's all the time we have today.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.